Welcome everybody to Imagine Faith Talk, the podcast where we believe that faith in God is the key to unlocking everything you've been called to be. And today, we have got something special. Oh, by the way, I am Core Element, the producer of the show, and we have got something incredibly special for you today. On Monday, I had the privilege of going and seeing a world premiere for this movie called The Hopeful, and I wasn't exactly sure what it was about, but what I could tell you is I was pleasantly surprised and walked out with a yes type of vibration. Now, the reason why I had learned about this movie is because our co-host, Kevin Alusala, was asked to interview the director, Kyle Porterberry, and the musical director, Jonas Mirren. And so we got our hands on this interview, and they talk about the creative process behind creating this film. And we just thought that would be a really nice way for you guys to hear about Grammy winners and their creative process. And so, without further ado, here is the interview. And I hope if you feel inspired, you can actually roll up to the premiere, the launch tonight. I believe it's tonight. Today is April 17th. So go get in the theaters, go check out this movie, and let us know what you think. All right, here's the interview.
So, cameras?
Yeah,
I was going to say, after we roll with this, at a certain point,
just as deep,
is that a
Jonas, you wrote this beautiful music. I want to know more about how you two actually met, because I feel like the creative process, as a songwriter, I know it's extremely vulnerable. And to get in the trenches with people you trust is something that's super, super important. Like, how did you guys meet each other?
So we both were on a project, and everybody basically got put on planes and flown over to Israel for 10 days to just experience Israel.
It was a Bible. Oh, wow. It was a Bible story, maybe?
Yeah, just so you could immerse yourself in culture and say, you know, like, we're walking through wadis in the middle of like the desert together and like bouncing around on camels, which is one of the most
as you do. It's kind of hard to not become buddies after that.
Right. We discovered really quickly that we both had a similar way of understanding rhythm and timing.
Yes.
Right?
Interesting. And I think we both, what connected us is like we both love collaboration.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's something I really connected with you, that you're a team guy.
Yes.
And I love team. Like, I thrive from this, like, iron sharpens iron type of thing, you know?
Right.
And because that is a gift to actually find those people.
Yeah.
That you can really trust, that you know that they're not going to, they will hear the potential of your idea with the intentionality of the heart of it without judging it.
You know, I sent Jonas a really, really rough assembly of the film. And what he sent back in demos for these two songs that are now like so structurally and story and thematically integrated, like they're deep fabric woven into the character arcs of the film. They didn't start off like that. That's because you go, oh, wow, I never actually thought of the story or those characters in the way that I'm now thinking of them, because he's given me inspiration through the way he's expressed them emotionally in those two songs.
And it was so incredible for me, because I didn't even know that that was going to be the case. I just saw the film.
Well, neither did I.
That's the beauty, you know, right there.
I got the phone call and Kyle said, like, Jonas, let me just show you what I'm working on. You said no pressure. He said,
yes.
If you feel inspired, it'd be really cool to see what you come up with.
So he didn't tell you anything about it?
I think you told me about Ellen a little bit, but it was very,
very vague.
Very vague. Yeah. And I just jumped into my little theater room in my house, and I saw it, and I was like, it moved me.
Wow.
Even at that stage, it was not graded, it was not final edit. I mean, it was like a lot of, there was temp music.
It's almost embarrassing as a filmmaker for people to see that side of it, right?
So you, like the demo stage of the film.
But it's not
the demo stage of the film.
It's not different to him sending
a
demo back.
Right.
Exactly.
You've got to be quite vulnerable and be like, okay, let me give you all the caveats. Here's all the things that are wrong with it. So you can over-explain it, or you can just go, you watch it, if you get inspired, see what you do.
Right.
And I literally ran to the piano, same night.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he sent me a text message.
I sent you a text message, and I literally was like, this song like kind of just didn't come from me, it came through me.
Wow.
And you know as well as a writer, right? There's moments where it's just like, it just happens. And you feel like you're just a vessel in the moment for something, but sometimes you don't really know what it's going to be. But I'm like, it felt good. I'm like, this feels like it has something. I didn't know if it was at all what he was looking for. And then another song came.
Immediately afterwards. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
So suddenly there was two songs. And I'm like,
why'd you only ask for one?
And so those are both the songs that I know in the film.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And you're like, what do you do now? And in the end, you just go, well, I just have to work out how to do that because they spoke to me in a way that in that moment you're like, I needed this bit, not realizing that I needed that. We discovered through that playing around that each of those songs actually worked at a different tempo and expression three times. So you get this lovely three-act structure out of each of those songs in the film.
And I was shocked that it worked. Because when you told me, I'm like, but wait, this is the few...
Yeah, you were really skeptical.
Because in my head, I was thinking, this is like the scene of like, this is a scene of losing someone by saying they will live in my heart forever. And then when you send it back, I'm like, it's perfect. And I don't know, it was really beautiful to watch Blake. He's done the scoring for the film. He's an incredible, incredible composer and musician. He took the theme of the music theme, which is actually doesn't exist on the master version of the song, but it's still there, and he just kept it kind of going through for minutes, this little with a beautiful orchestra, and that little theme has kind of become one of the themes of The Hopeful Now, which was just one of the first thing that kind of got birthed in that moment on my little like download moment.
But now, did that change any of your editing?
Well,
now
it's not because editing's over at that point, but what it did is that came about because we had been talking about how we wanted people to walk out of the cinema. So I think all I said to you is I just want people to walk out and be like, yes.
Yeah.
That was the only note that I gave you, wasn't it?
It was.
And it was more for me, right? Like I want to stand in the sound stage where we're mixing the film,
right,
and I want to feel like that.
Yeah,
I feel
yeah.
Like
yeah.
I can take on the world now. Anything's possible.
Yeah.
Hope is actually on the way.
Yeah.
You know, and that's...
That's right. It was exciting with the orchestra because I always felt like when you bring live strings to a song, I was like, oh, it would be so amazing. And I told Cal, I'm like, I have this guy in Sweden. His name is Eric Arvinder.
Yeah.
He's a genius. He's so good. I said, Cal, what do you think? And he goes, let's do it. And I can show you a little clip.
Again, please, I would love that.
Why not?
So here they are, the first take of playing.
Just to be with you, I wanna be with you. This heart of mine was made to fall into you.
And it's just piano and strings.
Oh my gosh. You know, this is so beautiful because I feel like what this helps to show is not just about having all the pieces to make a film or a song. It's about having the right pieces.
That's right.
And this is the right piece to add an emotional quality and an emotional gravitas.
Yes.
That makes you sit there and just go, wow. The one thing that I loved actually is that you didn't overcomplicate the lyric. But when you bring that beautiful soaring melody on both songs, now you have this emotional gravitas in addition with the production that makes you feel every single lyric, which is, I mean, isn't that like the gospel?
It is.
Like the gospel is such a simple message, but when you really understand what that means for you, the gravitas, the emotional weight of that message hits your heart and you realize, oh wow, what God did for me.
Wow.
I now want to tell everybody. I have a reason now to be hopeful.
Exactly.
And I think that's what you did in these songs. You didn't overcomplicate it. And I just want to commend you first and foremost just on that, because I think that balance in art is very tough to find.
Yeah.
I'm so inspired by this conversation. Everything that these two have done together with everybody else who made this film comes together to create this beautiful, beautiful moment.
So thank you for coming and getting a little bit of an experience of what we had so much fun creating on the musical side of The Hopeful. Now sit back and get ready for the film itself. And thank you for coming to see The Hopeful.
Please enjoy.